U.S. sports. The event was the richest boxing match of all time in Las Vegas, which millions of people paid big money to watch on TV. But it turns out a lot of people saw it for free, thanks to new technology that's raising a whole host of concerns. NBC's Tom Costello takes a look.
If the Mayweather-Pacquiao match didn't quite live up to its billing, it may have touched off a different fight of the century in cyberspace. While pay-per-view customers paid $100 each to view the fight, at least 66 people live-streamed it over Periscope for thousands, perhaps more, to watch illegally for free. The CEO of Twitter, Periscope's parent company, declared Periscope was the real winner. At any moment, Periscope offers a smorgasbord of live feeds to choose from, public and private moments. A concert in London, a family at a petting zoo, a man playing piano at home. From the mundane to the scandalous, it's now possible to live stream to a global audience, but that opens up a world of privacy and legal issues. Live streaming movies, TV shows, or pay-per-view events, very often a copyright violation.
The fact is, it takes money to create content. It takes money to produce a fight, a major live event like that. You can expect that people will want to protect the exclusive agreements they have with broadcast companies.
HBO is already warning Periscope users to stop pirating its programming, while professional sports and the National Association of Theater Owners all ban live streaming. Kurt Wagner covers social media for NBC partner Recode.
I don't think we know as a society what is appropriate and what's inappropriate, and it's only going to, happen over time.
After the CEO first boasted that Periscope was the real winner on Saturday, the company today said, "We respect intellectual property rights, and it's working to take down copyrighted content. New technology opening a Pandora's box filled with legal and privacy issues." Tom Costello, NBC News, Washington.